Okay, obviously I'm fucking broadcasting like 1 minute into the future here. What's up, everybody? This is Carlito, and you're in the Madhouse. Thank you for bearing with me. This is mostly like a sound check to do at least an hour and a half of radio today. Tonight, rather. And I thank you all for joining in. I have no idea how many people are listening. I hear from KDK that I had about 61 customers here right when I kicked in with the show intro. So if I can get the radial toolbox here working out properly, I at least know how many people are out there listening. But I see a few of you in chat, and I thank you for joining. If you are listening and you're not in chat, I highly advise you join. You're going to be missing out on a lot. And our chat room is hosted at PCUradio.com, which is the official website for PCU Radio, of course. Java users can go to PCUradio.com. And IRC listeners can also join the chat room by connecting to PCUradio.dyndns.org. And as I said, you'll be missing out a lot if you're not in there. Now, feel free to call toll-free at 1-888-278-8509. Once again, that number is 1-888-278-8509. And that is a toll-free call. I'll be paying with it, paying for it, so please don't abuse it or I'll yank it. You have to call me long distance and shit. Anyway, regardless, just to apologize ahead of time for the delay in getting the show started and whatnot and so forth. And ahead of time, if I do get disconnected, it is, it's been thundering and lightning here in my local area for quite some time. And I do have a very susceptible cable connection here, so it is likely to go down. If I get disconnected, I'm sure KDK can kick the stream back. So y'all can listen to your favorite prank calls until I get back on, which shouldn't be too long. Anyhow, I am expecting at least some of you to give me a call tonight. And let me know that you can hear me. I'm sitting here right now, and I have no idea if you guys even hear what I'm saying. So a phone call would be great. A phone call definitely would be great. Anyhow, I have planned for tonight. I've got some, thanks to Pragmasta, I've got some card numbers here that I can use, and I've got some phone numbers here, and I got some ideas I've been kicking around myself also, so I hope to make at least a call or two tonight, and I usually aim for quality and quantity, and I've got some of my own recorded stuff here that I don't think any of you have had a chance to hear. As far as I know, it has not been uploaded to the PCU radio site yet. I've got one call in particular that I'm rather proud of. It's entitled Dead Dog. And this call here, this is about 2 years old. And I gave a phone call the middle of the night, about 2 a.m. And 2 a.m. to a grocery store. And I pretty much said that they had poisoned my dog. I'm going to give that a play right now while I take a quick assertion to my broadcasting capabilities and see if I can get some stuff working 100%. Thank you for bearing with me. I'm going to go ahead and play the call right now, and I'll be right back.
Hello, hey, how you doing there?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, look, I got a problem here. Look, I just bought some of that dog food over there, that Food Lion shit.
Yeah.
And these dogs are like... You
know? I hear him barking.
One of them is like convulsing on the ground after I fed it. The other one's snapping at us. You remember me? I just came in there. You're the cashier there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember me coming through? I got the dog food there, that cheap brand dog food?
Yeah, that bag of dog food, yeah.
This dog is just like, he's foaming at the mouth and he like...
Okay, there's an emergency center over on 1792. That's the closest one that I know of.
He just, my son's got bit.
Well, I don't, what you need to take care of your son, you can take him to the hospital, I guess.
Oh, he's all right. I mean, he's 22. So
oh, okay, all right. So the best thing, if you take the dogs down to the hospital, and
I can't get the dogs down there.
If what happens, if it's the Food Lion dog, if they're not the Food Lion dog food, if it's the dog food you bought here, and they gotta do something with it, then Food Line will probably reimburse you for anything that happens if it's related to that. But if your dogs are getting sick and shit like that, man, you need to like take them down to the hospital.
Oh man.
There's a 24-hour pet hospital over in DeLand, and not quite in DeLand, but it's on 1792.
Yeah.
All right.
That's freaking. What if I maybe have gave him some milk or something?
We're not supposed to dogs. Milk is really bad for dogs, I know. They're not supposed to get milk. That could have helped it. So if the dog isn't doing good, man, you need to get to the hospital.
What's gonna happen? If this dog dies, sure, I mean, I'm gonna hold you personally accountable now.
Me personally?
You sold it to me in this stipulation, and I mean, I think we can. You wrote me a check for $500, and I think we'll be all right.
No, I'm not writing you a check for $500.
Whoa.
I cannot be held personally responsible for this.
All right, I mean, if
you want to find trust action against me, then...
I mean, who's your man? Who does that aisle then?
Dog food aisle?
Yeah, who's the dog food manager?
There's no dog manager. We have a grocery manager here if you'd like to speak to him, but he's not in control of it either. You talk to the store manager to find out about that.
Who's the store manager?
Neil Cable. He'll be here probably.
That ain't one of them fake names you're giving me, is it?
No, it's not. You can look it up in the phone book if you want to.
Do you
or
think maybe $500, maybe...
What?
Maybe I'll give you $20.
No, I'm not going to give you any money, sir.
No, I'm saying if, you know, the store manager gives me some, I'll give you...
It doesn't work that way. Sir, it does not work that way.
Oh, no, I'm trying to help you out. You scratch my back, I scratch yours, you know.
Sir, I can't do that.
You don't want to set my money, man? That's rude.
If your dog's sick, I can tell you you should probably take him to the pet hospital.
I'm gonna do that. I'm just saying, look, you know, if I sue Food Lion and I win some money, I want you to have
it. That's not how it works, though.
I'm just saying, if we go to court and I win money, you know, it's all right. You know, you help me out.
I'm not gonna get in the middle of any of this. I'll admit I don't care for Food Lion, but I'm not gonna get in the middle of any of this.
Well, okay,
right.
What if I give you $20 from my personal stash?
No.
What if I take you out for a beer?
I'm underage, first of all. I don't drink, second of all.
What about a Coke?
What?
What about Coke?
No.
Shake? Ice cream?
No.
You're a good guy. I mean, you're a solid guy. What's the doctor's name over there in DeLand? Dr. Who?
I honestly do not know. I've driven by it a couple of times, but I honestly do not know. It's near where Graves intersects 1792.
You got anything maybe I can use to put them down?
Here, Food Line? No, we don't carry anything like that here.
Well, what can I mix? I mean, you seem like a smart guy. Do you know maybe some stuff I can mix up?
Is he outside or inside right now?
He's inside. I think I can maybe mix some ammonia and put it in a
rag. No. That wouldn't be good. Let him outside right now. If there's something wrong in his stomach, he's going to start eating some grass. It'll make him throw up.
What if I give him some, like, newspaper?
Newspaper.
Like, over there, you got newspaper? The paper yet?
I don't know if... No, it's not here yet. I don't know if that'll work with dogs, but if you let him outside for a moment and see if he tries to eat grass. If he eats grass...
You have enemas there?
Enemas?
Maybe if I put one in his mouth.
I don't know. They're not supposed to be taken internally like that.
Or a douche?
I don't know.
In the rear, maybe it'll flush it out the back way. Maybe, I mean, it's halfway out there, maybe.
It was just a couple minutes ago, right? Or like half an hour ago?
Oh, he just stopped barking.
Let's put him on a leash and take him out the front of your house and see if he eats grass. If he eats grass and there's something wrong in his stomach right now,
I don't think he's moving.
And you need to get him to the vet.
I don't think he's moving. My son, my grandson's going to be pretty sad now. It's his favorite dog. Oh, man. This could not happen at a worse time. You know, the holiday's coming up. Hang on.
Oh, I can understand how bad that is. I can understand how bad that is, sir.
Oh, yeah, he's down.
Oh.
He's definitely down. Oh, man, I want to walk. What do you think would happen? You all put some poison in it? You buy that cheap crap, that's what you get. You know, that damn card of yours, you know? You know where I live and everything.
The best I can do, you know, just quickly bring him to the hospital. They can pump his stomach. They can see if there's anything wrong with him.
Do you have one of them steam machines over there? I mean, I'm going to need one now. I mean, this looks nasty.
What kind of machine?
You know those steam machines you clean?
Yeah, we have those.
You think maybe I can get one for free real quick for an hour or two?
No, we can't give those out.
Oh, come on, you killed my dog. At least you can just let me clean up the puke and shit that you left down here. Oh, my God.
Those things can take it out. I know from experience they can take it out even after it dries.
Oh, look, it stinks.
Because you come back about 6 in the morning, sir, I can loan you one of those.
You loan me one?
$24 a day.
Oh, right, come on.
$20 a day.
Y'all kill my dog? You won't even... I should have you come down here and clean it up. I'll give you the 20 if you come down and clean it up. How about that? If I put you to work.
Mm-mm.
There you
I've got enough food at my house.
No, not food, you know. Somewhere.
I know. I've got 3 animals of my own. They like doing that at my house. I've got to steam and clean the carpets about every month.
No, but he puked his death puke. That's some nasty stuff right there. No. All right, then. I'm just trying to get you some workers on, you know, and, I don't know. I'm going to have to see what I can do here, and, I don't know. You killed my dog.
Come back in the morning about 7 o'clock, and there'll be a manager here you can talk to.
Tomorrow's Sunday, and I hope you go to church?
Me? No.
You don't love Jesus?
I'm not religious, no, sir.
Goodness me. Oh, there he goes. Yeah, he stopped. There's one, I think he's like trying to get up. His back legs aren't working.
Well, help him into your vehicle and try and get him to the hospital. So I don't know what else I can say.
I got some stuff here. I'll get some Petco. Alright, I'll call you in about an hour, alright? In case I need some more tips, alright?
Okay.
Ready.
All
right. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed that. As I said, that's entitled Dead Dog. That's one of my very first prank calls that I successfully recorded after I first got my first PC, and I'm quite proud of it. I think that helicopter sound effect out of nowhere just kind of made this... poor guy realizes he's being fucked around with. Once again, to answer some questions while I was in the chat room, yes, I can take calls. I'm ready to go. I'm all hooked up. The number, I don't know by heart, so give me a freaking second here. It is 888, I'm sorry, let me say it slow, 888-278-8509, and you can call that at any time, and if I'm talking, fucking, I'm going to put you on hold, so don't be an asshole about it, but, you know, I've got a show to run here in the background. Anyhow, trying to see, I guess I got like about 60-some people here, so I'm doing a lot better than I thought I was going to be doing. I was expecting shooting for about a 10-person audience. I think that'll put us in league with the competition on it this time on the other side. But I just want to say offhand, I don't have any beef with anybody, and... you know, taking the Thursday night show wasn't as a direct attack at you-know-who or anything like that, but as I told someone earlier today, if he wants to bring it, he can bring it. I heard there was some rumblings on that show's website about a live show taking over tonight, and who would win head-to-head or something like that. Just some rumblings, but, you know, people want to hate, it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. And let me see. You can also join me on AOL Instant Messenger. I'm at Madhouse Radio. That's AOL Instant Messenger Madhouse Radio. I'll get back to your IMs as quickly as possible when you send them on there. Not the fastest cat out there and stuff like that. And for the time being, well, looks like we have our first phone call here. You're on the Madhouse. Who's this?
Hey, Carlito, guess who I'm listening to?
Who are you listening to?
I'm listening to you.
Are you listening to me? You don't say. Well, you're on the
phone.
Yeah,
I am.
You're on the phone with me, you know.
Can you guess who this is?
Let me check. I've got caller ID, you know. Hang on here. Phyllis Suburb, PA.
Huh?
You're in the suburb of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. I know that much.
Okay.
All right, who is this? Seriously, come on, get on the ball here. Who is this?
He's in the chat, and it's Spooky Rice Cakes.
Spooky
There's
rice
a clue.
Spooky Rice Cakes. Spooky Rice Cakes. Well, I have no idea who Spooky Rice Cakes is, to be honest with you, but what exactly is a Spooky Rice Cake? Yeah, that's going to fuck around with
Rice Cake and Spooky, it means... It's a synonym for scary. So rice cake is...
Gotcha. So, are you afraid of rice cakes? Well, I know I eat rice cakes on a regular basis. They're a great breakfast food.
What? I wasn't listening.
Do you eat rice cakes? I mean, what's so spooky about them? Did you have a bad experience of rice cakes when you were a kid or something? I mean, what's the story?
Yeah.
Well, what happened? What? You were forced to eat them, or?
It killed my cat.
Killed your cat? What, do you have poisoned rice cake?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you poison it, though? I mean, they don't come poisoned from the store, you know.
Well, what was that?
You're, like, on a delay. What are you talking to me on? Are you, like, in Iraq or something talking?
No.
It sounds like I'm interviewing somebody, like a reporter in Tel Aviv or something right now.
Just a second. I need to fuck around with this phone.
All right. And I may have actually just gotten kicked off the network here.
I'll call back later.
You're going to call back later? All
right. It sounds fucked up.
It sounds fucked up? What sounds fucked up?
The sound. It keeps beeping. I like it. Shit.
Alright, man. Alright, well, you call back.
Alright, bye.
Okay, and I'm being told now that was actually Monkey Phone Matt. So, hey, Monkey Phone Matt. Next time, just please tell me who you're off. Man, I don't like playing 50 questions, you know. Not if you're not a woman. Anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and take my first break real quick here while I reorganize myself here. And, answer a few questions. Spooky rice cakes, alright. Anyway, it is now 10:29 Eastern Standard Time on PCU Radio.
The house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Yeah, crackers. That house is bad on PCU Radio. Bitch.
And we're back, and I was totally expecting music to be playing right now, but I guess I fucked up somewhere. Anyhow, I'm hoping I'm still on. I'm sorry about that earlier, the reason I got knocked out. I don't know how far y'all got into me talking, but as I said before, we are having some thunderstorms in this area. They happen, for some reason, in the last month and a half. We have a storm every night here at about the same goddamn time, and fucking it's hell because I'll be in the middle of downloading something, and it's a sure bet that at some point, if I start it before 5 p.m., I'm going to have to restart it later on. Because it's like clockwork here. It's like the freaking monsoons in Vietnam. Anyhow, I've got some requests here to make some phone calls, and I'm going to get on those as soon as I can, I promise. And, just one moment here. And, oh yeah, once again, the toll-free number to call in, please, because I hate talking so long by myself. I feel like I want to shoot myself. The toll-free number is 1-888-278-8509, and it's inside the chat as we speak right now, just in case. Again, that's 888-278-8509, and thank you for everybody who's participating in the AOL. I have you guys, a few of you out there, got Milkman's on, and I got Prankmaster talking to me, and of course, the Master of Disaster, KDK. And that is Madhouse Radio. And I have a caller coming in. You're on the Madhouse. Hello.
It's me again.
What's up again? How you doing there, me?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So this is Matt?
Yes, this is.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, you're doing good on the show.
Yeah, you like it? That's good, that's it. I like the support. So what's
good
up?
Job.
What's up on your end? What's up on your end over there? What are you up to tonight?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah? How are you talking to me? I'm telling you, there's like this weird satellite link-up delay or something. Are you on like a satellite phone or something?
I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah, a cell phone?
Shitty cell phone.
Is it like a prepaid, like a Virgin Wireless cell phone?
No, it's a Motorola one, but it's a piece of shit.
Yeah? Oh, shit.
Indeed.
Oh, shit. So you're in PA then, right?
Huh?
You're in Pennsylvania? You're calling from Pennsylvania, right? That's where you live?
Yes, I am.
That's cool. I'll be in Pennsylvania at the end of the month. Maybe we can link up.
Okay.
And I'll be spending a week out there, so if I don't know what part of Pennsylvania, and you know what, I don't have any idea what part of Pennsylvania I'm going to be in, so I'm wondering, am I on the air right now? Yes, I am. Great, great. I got to figure out a way to, like, get all this together. You know what I mean? It's like everything's, I've got a thousand things going on. And I have two monitors on my setup here at home, and I'm telling you, I have stuff everywhere. I've got AOL on one side, I've got the chat room, the Java chat room on the other side, and I'm jumbling a lot of shit. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'm rambling anyway. So, what do you got for me?
Where can we go? I know, I just called in, man.
You just called in? Well, that's cool. That's cool. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the support. You have anything you want to plug or something?
No, I'm not doing anything nowadays.
Nothing? Oh, shit.
No.
That sucks. All right, well, hey, man, well, please be a regular caller, and please keep listening in, and please share any ideas.
I'm sorry for being a boring caller right now.
No. You know what it is? You know what it is? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm way in over my head right now. All I know is that I've got you on the phone, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do next. So I'm trying to drag this out as long as possible. But in the back of my mind, I'm like trying to do.
Giving you some support on the show.
Well, yeah, it's all good.
Good job, Carlito. Right. Doing a good job.
All right.
And I wish you a good night.
All right.
Maybe I'll do prank calls with you sometime.
Well, hopefully no. We definitely need to set that up. Go to my webpage. By the way, my temporary webpage, I don't know if you have a link to it. It's in PCU Radio. I'm pretty sure you can link to it. If you click on the show logo, go on there and click on it.
I probably can.
Yeah. I'll take a look at that. Do that, and we'll keep in touch, and we'll definitely... I love collaboration, and I think we could definitely get some shit going on. So.
Yeah.
Right on, Cat. All right, man. Well, hey, you have a good night, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, then. That's Matt, everybody. That's Matt. Honestly, I am way in over my head right now, and I'm stuttering like a fool. I'm trying to get everything all linked up here correctly. What am I going to do here? I'm going to go ahead and play another one of my calls, one of my classic calls here, while I get everything working 100%. And I do apologize. This is a test night tonight. I promise I will attempt to do at least one prank phone call before the night is over, so please bear with me, stay on, and there will be a big payoff at the end, like a very, very cheesy porno. This next call, let me see which one I can play here. Y'all heard Cake Boy on KDK's show last Saturday, so I'm not going to, that's a long call too, that's like 10 minutes. That's like I got to go take a drop of deuce in an emergency, so I'll play that call. I'll keep that bad boy there. I'm going to go ahead and play this call called Nigga Cab. Some of you may have, this is the only call that I think is hosted on PCU Radio right now, and some of you may have not heard it, but I consider it my entry into prank calls here, and I'm going to play it for y'all. And once again, this is Nigga Cab. This is a redneck guy that I called whose name came up as Michael Frazier, owner of some sort of taxi service in backwoods Florida, some crazy redneck guy, and I called him about 1 o'clock in the morning saying I needed a ride from a bar home or something. I don't even remember what the fuck. So hilarity ensues, and here we go. This is PCU Radio.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, this is Alan.
What?
This is Alan, and I need a ride home.
Where you at?
I'm over here at the bar.
What?
I'm over here at the bar.
Who the hell is this?
Hang on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, this is the taxi service.
And who the fuck is this?
Is this the taxi service?
Man, I'm about to fucking whoop somebody's ass. Who the fuck is this?
Is this the taxi service, sir?
You think that shit's funny, huh?
Is this the taxi service?
Yeah, it's taxi service when I put your head on my motherfucking wall, motherfucker.
Look, sir, I got a man over here. He done diarrhea all over himself. We need to get him out of the bar. We're here in the barrier.
Yeah, I give you a fucking man diarrhea or something. You see the fucking blade about sticking your ass. Who the fuck are you?
Listen here, sir. Now, I don't understand you. I don't appreciate your violence with me. Now, I'm the manager here at the bar, and I need to get this man out of here. He's drunk. He can't drive. Now, are you going to help us out or not? Jive turkey-ass motherfucker. What's your problem now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy. You don't talk to me like that now. But who are you? You damn racist people over here ran no car tax company. You gonna come pick the man up not?
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who are you speaking to, son? What's your name? Let's speak to your manager.
I don't know, but you better talk white in about 3 seconds or your ass is gonna be fucking knowing something about fucking off button.
But now, I need to know if you can come pick up the man or not.
Where the hell are you?
Where we had Dickie Doos and DeBarry.
Dickie Doos?
Yeah.
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you gonna charge you, guy? Pick somebody up over here to tax the app.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping your goddamn ass.
I kick your ass, you son of a bitch. You're in your goddamn mother.
What?
I'd murder your mother.
You motherfucking nigger, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I'm not a fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
He's probably a nigger, man.
What you doing? Oh, sir. Well, let me speak to Michael Frazier.
Man, I'm a motherfucking fist of private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
What you call, bro? I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
You hear that? Three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
I'll show you some fucking three-letter motherfucker.
I'll see you here. I'll see you here in your taxi. I'm going to urinize in your gas tank.
I don't give a shit about gas thing. I'll
your
see you
job,
mud in your ass.
Shut up, motherfucker.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
Who you? Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is a motherfucking white man.
Shut up.
Don't want to hear.
I must have the wrong number then.
Yeah, you got the fucking wrong number, so fucking don't call this number again.
Listen here. Hang on.
Listen here. You tell me where the fuck you are, and I'm going to come in.
I'm David, the manager here at the bar. What seems to be a problem?
I don't care what the fuck is phone, but someone's calling up my goddamn phone. I ain't a fucking taxi cab.
Hey. Now listen to me. I heard I've had you calling this establishment plenty of times now, and I'm gonna have a trace. Why are you calling here being violent? We've had some guy calling here making racist comments before. Is this him?
I ain't calling making racist comments. I'm calling racist comments now because I want to hear some fucking nigger call me.
Leroy over here saying you're calling him a nigger and stuff.
I am calling him a nigger because he's calling my goddamn phone. So
why do you have to call people nigger for? What's your problem? Is this the we calling the taxi service and trying to get in touch with Mr. Frazier?
You don't.
Yeah, great. Fucking wonderful. Hey, everybody, what's up? Once again, throwing out the phone number out there. It is, what is it again? It's 1-888-278-8509, and that would be great if you guys can call in. Anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and attempt a call here pretty quickly that I think most of you guys will enjoy. I'm not going to give you guys much of a setup for it, but we'll see how it goes. Anyhow, it looks like the storms have subsided, so I don't think I'm going to be getting kicked off of here any longer. I'm probably going to shoot for, like I said before, an hour and a half of total show. We started just after 10 o'clock, so we're looking just about 40-50 minutes, maybe more of show before I'm going to have to call it quits over here. Give me a second here. I'm going to go and take another quick break. I promise I'll be back very quickly, and I will be ready to set up my first outbound call for y'all to hear. This is PC Radio. You're listening to The Madhouse. And, by the way, if you guys want to join me in chat, I see there's quite a few number of people here. I know there's a lot of you guys listening right now and a lot who are not on the chat. So if you do have Java, like I said, Java is a free download. It's not very hard. It's pretty brainless to get. You just want to go to java.com, or if you use IRC, we also have the IRC site up, and that is, one moment, I need more RAM. PCUradio.dyndns.org. And I'm going to go ahead and take a break. As I said, once again, I'll be right back as soon as possible. Thank you guys for listening. All right,
Brooklyn.
Stay tuned for more Mad House on PC Jewel Radio.
What? Radio, motherfucker!
Hi, everybody. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're on the Madhouse. What's up? Thanks for joining, everybody. I'm sorry once again for the long breaks and whatnot, but I'm having trouble getting accustomed to all this. I promise by next week, everything will be a lot better. And I'm just realizing you guys cannot probably hear me over loud music. Let's put that in the background, just like that. Beautiful. Okay, as promised, I'm going to go ahead and attempt to make an outbound call right now for the first time. And, hey, guys, I need suggestions. I need phone numbers. Pragmaster, thank you once again for the input that you gave me. I'm going to go ahead and use those. I'm going to try to get a call to the Church of Satan here. If I have time, if time and technology permits, I will try to prank call the Church of Satan, of all things. I'm hoping that I can trust Pragmaster on that. Right now, let me go ahead and get the phone line open. All right, okay, good, bro. This is you. Okay, and that song, by the way, that you're just listening to now is Talib Kweli. I don't know how the fuck you pronounce it. The song is called Get By, and there's a few versions of it that float around there. You got Jay-Z, you got Busta Rhymes joining in on him, and one of the remixes, which is the one I prefer. Okay, anyhow, let me go ahead and try to dial out. I really could use help from Katie Candace. He's like a fucking pro at calling these 800 numbers for these phone cards on the fly. I'm going to try to see what I can do right now. Be right back, guys.
Marque 2 para español. Por favor, marque el número de su tarjeta prepagada.
I'm trying to do this in a way where you guys can't get these phone card numbers from me. But apparently I'm too freaking slow.
Welcome to Sprint Prepaid Calling.
Sprint!
Press 1 for English. Please enter your prepaid card number. All the calling value for this card has been used.
Prankmaster, you dirty, dirty monkey. What have you done? I don't even know if he's listening right now. He said he had work to do. Alright, that was a failed experiment. Let's try that one more time. And I heard this happen to KDK on his call. Attempting to make calls and phone cards already used up. I don't know what's going on here. Give me another second here. I'll be right back with you guys. I promise.
Wish to call.
Alright. We're in business. Let me get that freaking phone over here. Hang on now.
Please hold while we connect your call.
Five.
Hey, boy, how you doing there?
Who is this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Croth.
I can barely hear you.
Croth, this is Croth. How you doing?
How are you?
Hey, how many relay calls have you taken tonight?
Oh, too many.
Yeah?
too many. No more.
Not much
relays.
Talent out there tonight, huh?
They were good. Where, did you do that last one?
Oh yeah, that was me. You know it.
That was good.
Did you like it?
But don't do too many. They make me ill.
They're not predictable at all, are they?
Yeah.
Listen, okay,
you
hold
on. Call back in like give me like 7-8 minutes and call back and I'll put you on the air.
No, that's okay, faggot. Later. Okay, what's up, everybody? I wonder who that was. And damn it, that fucking went out. KDK, you warned me about that. You fucking warned me about that. Right. Once again, the phone number is 1-888-278-8509. That's 1-888-278-8509. I'm going to go ahead and play, once again, another classic Carlito prank call that none of you, I assume, have heard yet, unless you've been to PCUradio.com very recently. Hopefully this is one of the ones that is going to sound better than most. This is entitled Gay Marriages. This is a prank call to a bank call center in Canada, where I'm obviously confused, and actually, I try to have phone sex with the male customer service representative. Here we go.
Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Not bad.
Hey, you got any women over there working today?
Nope, that's me.
How come?
I don't know why.
What do you mean you don't know why? Hey, I need some help in my account there, Brad.
I don't know if I can. What do you need done?
You know, I'm just trying to get an authorization here, trying to call a phone line, and they said it's the client is wanting maybe you can help me out, you know.
Actually, I can't. Right now, our systems are undergoing an overnight updating process, and I don't have access to any of your information at this time. They won't until 7:30 a.m. Eastern time.
What was your name, Mark?
I'm sorry?
What was your name, Mark?
Brad.
Brad, all you got to do is talk to me for a little bit, man.
Talk to you?
Maybe.
What do you want me to say?
About 5 minutes. Just talk to me about your job real quick. Just talk to me.
No, I can't do that. I'm a busy man.
Oh, well, your computer's down. You can spare some time.
No, I can't.
Where do you live? Do you live in the Canada area?
Yeah, I do.
That's nice. I heard y'all have gay marriages up there and stuff.
What's that?
I heard y'all have gay marriages up there.
Gay marriages?
I heard it's legal up there.
Not that I'm aware of.
No?
I gotta go, buddy.
Well, don't go yet. Come on.
See you later.
Is there someone else there maybe who can talk to me?
Thank you. All right, Carlito back here. Shut up. Yeah, seriously, guys, I don't know if you guys have heard these relay prank calls that have been going around. It started out, I've done them before. I'll be honest, and you can scare the shit out of somebody. If you get the right kind of paranoid old person, the instant they hear a voice like an operator talking on the phone, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you call a random person with that voice, they immediately think something's happened to a loved one. And I'm guilty of discovering the relay services and calling people out in the middle of the night. And I really freaked the hell out of one of my really good friends. Good buddy of mine from high school. I called his grandmother's house after he had been missing for a few days. And I called his grandmother's house with a relay call. And for all intents and purposes, it sounded like I was an operator from a police dispatch saying something had happened to him. And he doesn't know about that, but either way. Relay calls suck. It's just, even Howard has been doing them lately, and those are pretty good, but that's because they're edited down. I mean, how much, it works for some people. I mean, if you don't have a lot to talk about, like, well, I can't talk about myself, but if you don't have a lot to say out there, I guess you can really drag out a show by getting people constantly calling you with relay calls and just racking the time up that way. But hey, if that's your thing, I guess that's your thing. Whatever. We're not going to hate. We're not going to hate here on the Madhouse. We're just going to participate. That rhymed. I'm going to play another classic call here while I get set up to make one last outbound prank call to hopefully the Church of Satan. And Prankmaster, don't worry if you don't hear it, because I will make sure that I can get that call. If it's nice, I'll get it nice and edited out and make it available to everybody, including you, on my homepage, which is temporarily, it's a very long, convoluted name. It's home.cfl.rr.com/madhouseradio. And I have a pretty good idea that none of you are going to copy that so quickly. So what I'm doing now is I'm actually going into the chat room, and I am posting it for all you great people there. And then, in accordance With KDK's assistance, as usual, he has placed that, actually, a direct link on the PCU Radio main homepage. What you want to do is point your browser to PCUradio.com and click on the show banner, Carlito's Madhouse. It's about halfway down the page. That'll take you to that bunch of bullshit that I just spewed out to you, and you'll be able to check out an updated... I'm trying to update as much as possible with information on the show, and you should be able to link up to Archive Media, including tonight's show, the best parts of it, the worst parts of it. I am going to be making those available as soon as possible, and pretty soon I'll have some decent hosting, so I can just keep stuff on my own and not be stealing KDK's space. Well, here we go with another prank call. As I said, this is going to be Confused in Vegas. No, I don't want to play that one. I guess I should. Actually, let me play this here for you real quick. You know, I put out that 800 number, that 888 number, my toll-free number. Over the weekend, I set it up, and I made the mistake of making it available on the homepage, and I got a weird call over the weekend. Actually, I had my voicemail still set up, so if you'd call the toll-free number, you'd actually get through to my voicemail. I'm going to play this voicemail real quick right here for you guys to listen, and this is what I woke up to on Sunday morning.
New message, Monday, 3:07 p.m.
Okay, so whoever that was, I'm not angry, and I'm not upset, and you're not going to get in trouble, but if you turn yourself in, I'd be very, very interested in hearing about that, because hearing who it is, because you have a great voice talent, and I could probably use you in some mongoloid-type prank call, and, you know, it'd be nice if I hit enter here. Fuck.
Enter.
All right, there. I just posted the webpage in the chat room. And, let me check out right here. Okay, let me play a prank call now, as I said. It's a really short prank call. I'm sorry, it won't take up much of your time. This is Confused in Vegas. It's in the vein of the last call that we played with the bank agent. This is a credit card company. And once again, I'm obviously confused and think I'm talking to a phone sex line because my card is declined, and I'm thinking the customer service representative is the actual phone sex operator. So let's go ahead and play this. And I like y'all to know that I would never spend money on phone sex. It's a waste of money. Don't do it, kids. It's very enticing, but it's fake. Anyway, you listen to PCU Radio, and here is my next prank call. 1:41. Be right back.
My name is Melissa. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, hey, what was your name?
Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, how you doing? Look, let me explain my situation. Maybe you can help me out, sweetie.
Okay.
Like, I was using my credit card, my first USA card here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm here in Las Vegas right now, and the missus is over there in New York and stuff. And, you know, I'm kind of bored, and I try to call one of those, you know, phone lines. And it says my card is declined, and they said I had to call this number here for help. And
okay.
It says you can help me out.
So could I have the account number, please?
Yeah, hang on. It says you can help me out. Like, what part of town you live in? How old are you?
I'm in Florida, sir.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that, like, this line, how much are you going to charge now?
I'm sorry?
They said to call this number, I get connected to a lady who talked to me.
Okay, sir, I work for the credit card company in a bank.
Oh, you don't work for the phone sex company?
No, sir, I don't.
They said they call this number that it'd be
this
about...
This is the number for the credit card. Could I have the account number?
It was a free tie on. Hang on, I need about 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, I can hold for 1 minute, sir. I'm not able to hold for five.
1 minute?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see what I can do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, can you talk? Hello? It'd be a lot easier if you could talk. Hello? Do I have to hit pound?
Okay, sir, can I have the number you're calling from, sir?
Okay, that's that. She was so goddamn disgusted, wasn't she? I'm horrible. I am fucking horrible. That poor girl. For what money she makes, she has to go through that. That's insane. Okay. I'm I'm trying to get everything set up here, and for some reason I cannot make any calls out on my phone. I do have VoIP, voice over internet bullshit phone, which is I get cheap phones, but it's linked up to my cable, which is linked up to my internet, which is linked up to my wireless router, and it's freaking lightning and whatnot, so it goes down. And let me try once again here to make a call. See? That. Actually? No. Alright. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry about that. I just got an inbound call here, so obviously I can receive calls, but I can't make them. This isn't happening during my testing all week. I've been really serious about this. But unfortunately, I can't make any more phone calls tonight. And I think it's 11:16, and I think I've made a pretty good effort tonight. And unfortunately, if I can't get calls in and I can't make calls out, there's not much to do with a prank call show. So I am going to go ahead and play one more song for the night, and I'm going to call it a victorious night for me. And we will be here again next Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on PCU Radio. I'm sorry to disappoint y'all, but it's the first night. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I've gotten some good feedback, so I'm going to go ahead and call it quits for now. Once again, I want to remind you all that you've got KDK. His flying show is on Saturday nights. We also have Zolar from the Howard Stern Show. He's going to be on tomorrow night starting at 10 p.m. I believe his guest is Andrea, who is the former Miss Howard Stern. And I guess they're tight and whatnot. She's supposed to be on. And I won't be there for it, but I'm sure I'll get the feedback afterwards. And Sunday night you have Mr. Sean Ward. I'm not sure whether or not Sean Ward is even doing calls, doing the live show. I've never talked to the guy, never met him, but I've heard his show a few times. He seems pretty cool. And I believe we got Billy Mira from the Howard Stern Show. He does the Aussie voices. The guy is hilarious. And I guess his show starts Monday nights at 8 p.m. And you can catch the repeat of the Lunatic Fringe, which is KDK's show, on live on Saturdays at 10. You can catch that Wednesday nights at 10 p.m., which is the Madhouse Eve. And other than that, I'm going to call it quits. Thank you, everybody, for participating. You guys have been great. And I really hope that next week everything will run a lot more smoothly, but I'm very, very happy that all of you guys were able to join me tonight. And, okay, that's it. Everybody, thank you for joining. Have a good night.
Yeah. Shady. Aftermath. Gee, you near. Damn, baby, all I need is a little bit. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Get it cracking in the club when you hear the shit. Drop it like it's hot, get the work in that back. Girl, shake that thing, yeah, work that thing. Let me see it go up and down. Rotate that thing, I wanna touch that thing. When you make it go round and round. Step up in the club, I'm like, who you with? See you need in the house, yeah, that's my clip. Yeah, I'm young, but a nigga from the old school. On the dance floor, a nigga doing old moves. I don't give a fuck, I do what I want to. I hit your ass up, boy, I don't want you. Better listen when I talk, nigga, don't trip. Yo, heat in the car, mine's in this bitch. I ain't tryna beef, I'm tryna get my drink on. Now my diamonds, my fitted and my mink on. I'ma kick it at the bar till it's time to go. Then I'ma get shorty here and I'ma let her know. All a nigga really need is a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them all, pull them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the lick in it in a little bit. 50 coming out your stereos. Hard to tell though, cause I switched the flow. Eyes a little low, cause I twist the jaw. Pockets on swole, cause I move the O's. My neck, my wrist, my ears is froze. Come get your bitch, she on me dog. She must have heard about the dough. Now Captain, come on and say low. I get it crunked in the club, I'm off the chain. Number one on the chart all the time, man. When the kid in the house, I turn it out. Keep the dance floor pack, that's without a doubt. But shorty shake that thing like a pro, man. She backed it up on me, I'm like, oh man. I got close enough to her so I know she could hear. System thumping, party jumping, I said loud and clear. All a nigga really need is a little bit. Not a lot, or just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them all, pull them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the licking it in a little bit. Baby, you got me feeling right. You heard me. My mama gone, you can spend the night. You heard me. I ain't playing, I'm trying to fuck the night. You heard me. Clothes off, face down, ass up, come on.